Tuesday, May 27th, 2025, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 p.m.
I thought he filed the next.
He filed the next, the rest of the way, he filed the rest of the way. He had one that got out past 65, but he filed.
All righty, we'll go ahead and start with Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open the Meeting Act is posted in the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for all citizens to review. Take attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
Public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear a comment for any item that is not on today's agenda. So if anybody wants to speak on anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time. Come on up.
Thank you.
You bet.
I'm Shelley Meyer from Bold, Nebraska. I was here a while ago, but I wanted to give you an update regarding the Summit Pipeline and the different things that are happening between all the Midwest states that they are trying to do.
Okay.
So I have put together a packet for each of you for your reading later, but wanted to give a little spiel on what's happening right now.
All right.
As you know, North Dakota, they passed the two permits for the pore space and the pipelines, but the route, but those two are being lawsuit against, being the landowners and the attorneys. That is still in progress, obviously. South Dakota, you've probably heard that they did a ban on eminent domain, and the governor signed it. Iowa, the current progress is they did have a House bill go through, finally, through the House and the Senate, as it was proposed by the House. It was tried to be amended, but that failed. So the House bill is now being on the governor's desk waiting to be signed. Last week, she agreed, after 4 years, to meet with landowners, six of them, out of the hundreds in Iowa that are against it. And this week, she's visiting with Summit Ethanol corn growers. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
In Nebraska, still no activity, really. I'm just letting all the county commissioners know what's happening, because I know that Summit was here about 90 days or so ago, and you might not have heard about all the lawsuits and all the information that I follow every single day. So I just wanted to pass out these packets, and I appreciate your time allowing me to bring the materials. And if you have any questions whatsoever, please feel free to call me.
All right.
And
thank you.
I do live in Wayne, Nebraska now.
Okay.
So I'm very close to, and can come to visit anytime you need.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.
You bet.
Looks like you've done some homework.
Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from May 12, 2025. Approval of payroll claims for May 11th through May 24th. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of monthly account payable claims. And approval of official reports, register of deeds, county clerk, and district court. I came in earlier today and went through accounts payable and payroll. Everything appears to be in order. Also, if you look in your packet, there's a copy of the register of deeds, county clerk, and the district court activity. And all appears to be in line.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business and resolutions. Stephanie Gatzmeyer, Treasurer, requesting the board permission to close dormant bank accounts.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We have at least five bank accounts that have not been touched since least 2017, I went back and printed a whole bunch of bank deposits, and a couple of them last month only got 51 cents, 52 cents for earned interest. In my opinion, it's best to close them accounts and transfer the money to our DC investment account where we get more earned interest every month.
How much money are in these accounts?
Some of them only have like $2,500, $2,600, the bare minimum, before I get penalized if it's below. So I have just the bare minimum in all of them.
What is your main bank that you deal with?
Bank First, because the interest rate is the best in Bank First.
I would think it's a good idea and streamline your work too, right?
Yes. Help you out. Get rid of some of the accounts and make my our job much efficient and easier.
I'll make a motion to authorize Stephanie to close those bank accounts.
Second.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Dakota County Victims Assistance Grant Approval.
So I think you should have a copy of it. Mm-hmm. It's just a small spreadsheet. They ended up just doing a continuation for year three off of our last 2 years. At the LEC meeting on the 19th, I was asked a question about how they made their determination of how much money we were going to be given, because there was always the intention that they were going to do another cut for this year. They, of course, did. However, we were on the lowest end of that, and that was because we have utilized all of the funding that we were provided year one, and we will use all of year two as well. So even though they still cut us down from $70,000 to $56,000 for year three, a 20% cut, we were, like I said, at the lowest end of the cut. Some of the agencies got cut 50%, some got 30% because they weren't utilizing the funds as they had originally requested.
So then going forward, what's it look like after, you know, this year that you were approved? Do you have any idea?
The next application is going to come out in the fall, so that should be another two-year submission. But right now we're going through the process of getting the application for this year. So, and I have to turn that in by June 4th. So we're just doing our rounds and putting everything out there so everybody knows where we stand right now with everything.
The a couple of the guys, you know, are pretty new to this board. Can you just give like just a 50-cent overview of just how many cases you deal with and what you deal with?
Sure.
Just
quickly. So since July 1st of 2024, and that's going to be our grant year, that goes through June 30th of this year. We're sitting as of May 16th was when I did the last calculation. We have 1,181 clients that we've been working with. 82 of them are Spanish speaking, which is where Liz comes in to play for translation, stuff like that. She's provided 304 Spanish speaking services to those 82 clients. In person, we worked with 109, I believe. Phone, email, texting, it's 1,590. On scene, we haven't really gone out. The officers, it's kind of a referral thing. If they call us out, we'll come out if they need us to in emergency situations. And then court updates, and this is just like a small percentage of what we actually do. I can't bring you all of that. You'd be bored out of your mind, I think. Court updates, we've sent out 2016 between phone calls, letters, emails, text messages, just making contact with the
and
clients.
Just a few of the different types of victims assistance that you provide. For what types of things? What type of crimes do you
all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. We cover all victims of crimes in Dakota County.
Even property crimes.
Yep.
I know people that have been involved in accidents or
like
property was damaged.
What you would consider the smallest thing or just the oddest thing if it involves somebody. And we're a victim witness unit, so it's not necessarily just the direct victims, it's also secondary victims and witnesses. We notify them as well. So.
All right. Any other questions, guys?
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we need a motion to approve?
Yeah,
I think so. Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the Cole County Victim Assistance Grant Approval.
One second.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Board to discuss and decide how to proceed with the request of Bill Rohde to place a light at the intersection of Highway 77 and 225th Street at a cost to the county. I think everybody's got something in their file.
I did call Northeast Power. They said it'd be $13.50 a month. They said that is the total price. I know last time we went with another power company and they gave us a price and then they tacked on pole rental. Northeast is not doing that. I did call the law enforcement center, see if there was, you know, accidents there. I spoke with Tracy and she said nothing was coming to mind, but she says it is a dark intersection, and she did say when the bridge was closed in Homer last year, that was about the main route in and out of town, and a light would have been very helpful at that point. That was their 2 cents, but just up to you guys whether you want to add a light to that intersection. We do one on each end of North Bluff Road and then the one on Dodge Avenue down there by Cristiano's.
It is bad.
Well, we had the gas company there plus the new methane injection plant there. I mean, you're going to see increased traffic.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there.
I think they're just getting started with that methane injection. I think that'll probably really grow. So. It's like anything.
Have you given it any thought? And I know it's new. A solar light.
No. I don't know what that.
Then
would
there wouldn't be any. Buy a pole and put a solar light up there, and they've got big ones.
I don't know anything about that. And I could look into it, or
you got to check into the cost of the light and how much it, you know, it'll pay for itself over a period of time or whatever. But it's just a thought. You wouldn't have that redundancy of electric charge.
Do you know if the power company would help us install something like that? You know.
You would probably.
You know, because I know sometimes, you know, when we have to fix our flagpole, they'll come up and boost us up real quick.
You probably would have to hire a private contractor like Odell or Ryan Rohan or Rohan Electric. They would put it up. But I know that they're out there. The solar lights are.
Okay. Something I could look into.
Do we want to look into that, see what it is before we make our final decision, or what do you think?
I think it'd be a good idea. Have her check into it. At least gives us an option, you know. And if there's other intersections that need it, maybe, you know, look at it that way.
So let's table that. Let's table it for now, and then come back.
Maybe they give us a deal. We get more, we can install them, not just this intersection, but a couple of
others.
What was Northeast going to charge for that?
$13.50.
$13.50.
Is there power right there?
Yes.
There's power there right on the tracks.
So look into the light there and then see if maybe we got more than a couple.
We'll just put it on it.
We could bundle something, cost savings for more intersections. Yeah. I was writing, I wasn't listening. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
See if, I think Brian might have started.
Oh.
Rahelio said that. Maybe if we get more lights, we can do a few more intersections.
Jolene, let's go ahead and just put it on the agenda in 2 weeks. That way we don't have to go through the formality of tabling it and taking it back off and putting it
on.
So we'll just, and if it doesn't work, just let us know and we will go to the next meeting if you don't have your numbers by then.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you.
Stay here.
Old business. Jolene.
We had 184 hours of maintaining. It was pretty dry, so we couldn't get out there and do that much. Half hour overtime. We did do 75 hours on tree removal, 87 hours culvert on 250th Street and widen that road out a little bit, 16 hours of mowing, 125 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 375.54 tons of 1-inch on the road, 203.92 tons of road gravel out onto the road, and about 650 ton of rock and gravel we hauled into the yard. 39 hours on sign repair, 28.25 hours with the weed spraying, and some requests for grading on 260th, Weigel, and Fiddler Creek. Anything else?
I know that there's been a little bit of confusion on getting the contract with the state, our spraying guy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I think the one that he sent in, it must have, my understanding from the emails I read is that it was kind of old information that didn't match up to some of the stuff we're doing. So we just need to see if somebody else has a template that, you know, that works with the state or come up with.
I think he did have one from Dixon County that they were using.
Okay.
So he said something this morning that there was a little confusion about the contract. So Dean and I were talking to him. We said, draw something up similar to what we've had views, what Dixon County's using. Let Kim review it, and we'll go from there.
And then there's a little bit of confusion on the term of weed superintendent because of the way the contract is written. So that's something as we go into negotiations, we'll just have to get that worked out to where it works properly for everybody. I don't think it will change anything that anybody's doing, but just to make sure we get that looked at when we do the negotiations. So.
Hopefully our dump truck will come at the end of this week, early next week, and we can get that.
And the loader's there?
Loader came last week, if I remember right. Yeah.
Are you happy with it so far?
Yeah.
I saw the backhoe was back, too.
Back?
We should be doing good here pretty soon. We did have one person quit last week and move on to a different job, so we're looking to fill that position, too. So.
Good.
He wasn't one of the new hires.
No.
And he'd been looking for a long time.
Yeah. He was a lineman. He was just waiting for...
He knew it was coming.
Yeah, we were waiting for it, so... But.
And he was up front when he took the job that he probably wasn't going to be there a long time, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was good work while we had him, so we were glad to have him while we did. So.
For sure.
He ever decides to come back.
Yeah. Got an open seat for him, probably.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Discuss and set a date for a rural road review to go out and look at the roads. We did that a year or two ago. We went out and looked at a bunch of the roads that they've been working on and kind of setting a time up for that. Anybody got any suggestions? Troy kind of organized that with we had the gal who stopped in and talked to us about the county roads. She drove for us last time.
She didn't drive for us. She had somebody else drive.
She was talking to us. So if you would be able to do that, Jeff, your connections, maybe see if that works, if we find a time that works for everybody. I know that a bunch of our meeting days we're doing some board equalization stuff. When does that start?
If we do that, we'll probably want to, it'll probably be a little bit later. So Homer's taking their busing back this year.
Oh, okay.
So there's some, I think we'll probably see some changes in the routes and whatnot. So it'll probably be closer to August.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That we'll do something like that.
Okay.
No, it's messed up.
Yeah, August, September, August.
Yep, sounds good.
I didn't really take your bus thing back. That's interesting. Yeah.
Commissioner committee reports.
We had our planning and zoning meeting and moving forward with some solar stuff. It's going to be coming up. I don't know if we're going to have any special meetings or not, but We're trying to move forward so they don't miss out on some funding.
Except for the next meeting on June 9th.
June 9th? Okay.
And they need to have three meetings? Is that what we thought?
Well, they're supposed to have three readings, but I want to do a little checking with NACO to see if we can move forward without having three readings.
Okay.
If we can, yeah.
Yeah.
We need a clarification on right. The city. The city, when I was on the city council, I'm not going back to that. But anyway, people would come and we would do everything in one reading. We'd just move on. So.
Okay.
I think we can do that here, too.
And I believe that's the way we've always done it. P&Z has their public hearing, then we have ours scheduled for June 9th. And then I think it's...
Right. P&Z has some hearings, too. I think you got to publicize it in the paper, and then you got to have the wording right on your agenda so that you can move forward without having the three hearings. So... Like I say, I'll check into it.
And then going back to the consent agenda, there was a question about the fee on the joint comm center, why it was different this month. And it was because when they did the true-up for 23-24,
yeah,
you go ahead.
Yeah, the auditors went through and they did the, they call it true-up where they take what was actually expensed and what was taken in revenue. And we did not make a payment in the month of September because Nancy thought maybe we had already paid enough. But after the auditors went through and compared, we were short $25,000 of the normal $50,000 is what we paid monthly. So we had to make up what we were short from
23-24. Okay.
Makes sense.
Commissioner committee reports. I had a Region 4 meeting over in Norfolk, and their funding has been cut, but not substantially, so they were happy with the size of the cut they got. And other than that, everything was going fine. That was the only meeting I had.
Hey, it's Rick.
Yeah. We had a meeting.
For the LEC, and it was the same thing, just approving the... the victim's assistance budget.
Did they come back again about the wage thing with the...
No, it was not a regular meeting. It was an emergency meeting just again for the victim's assistance budget.
Mail and emergency business.
I think you all probably get the emails from NACO regarding the workshop. Tomorrow's the deadline if you wanted to go. It's June 4th, 5th, and 6th, I believe. If you're interested in that. And then June 2nd, we do have a special BOE meeting at 8:30, which is next Monday.
People think that I'm going to be working out of town unless three of you can't make it. Then I'll make sure I get back.
I'm not going anywhere, so I'll be around.
Okay, right? Good.
I'll be here.
I'm here.
All right. So June 2nd.
You'll send out a reminder text on that like you usually do.
Yeah, I'll send the agenda. Well, I did give you guys a copy.
Reminders are good.
Yeah, I seen it in here, Sheree. I like them reminders.
I do, too. I got one today to help me. All right, Brian, what do you have?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
All right.